This is Ozarks at Large. Full disclosure time for reasons that will be pretty clear in just a bit. I should tell you I had no role in the assigning, interviewing, editing, or reporting of the next dozen minutes on Ozarks at Large. Every year, the Annie E. Casey Foundation releases a report that looks at trends in child well-being. The 2018 Kids Count Data Book was released to the public yesterday. Whenever possible, the report compares data from 2010 to 2016, the most recent year available for most indicators. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke to Laura Kellums, Northwest Arkansas Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, at her Springdale office yesterday to learn more about the recent study.
The Kids Count Data Book comes out every year in June, and what it does is it measures all the states and how children are doing. So it has 16 indicators, everything from poverty level to whether kids have access to pre-K to whether they have health coverage to whether they're graduating from high school, a number of indicators, and they measure whether we're improving or getting worse, and they also rank the states. So this year, Arkansas is 41st. We're perennially in the bottom 10, and that's fairly common for southern states that have a long history of inequality and poverty. And so we have made improvements, but we're at 41 this year.
So this report also discusses a little bit about the importance of the census and making sure kids are counted properly. Why is that important?
Well, one of the things, you know, a lot of the data that we get and that the Annie Casey Foundation gets is from the census. And so the only way to make sure that kids' needs are being met is to actually know that they exist and that they're there. And we're really concerned about the 2020 census and how thorough and accurate it's going to be. And so the Casey Foundation is kind of sounding the alarm about the policy decisions that we are making today in 2018 that could cause us to have an inaccurate census in 2020. Children, especially low-income children, are particularly hard to count, and that might sound really weird, like how could you not be able to count a kid? But if you, if they're reluctant to answer, their family might be reluctant to answer the census, then we could, particularly here in Northwest Arkansas, we could really see an undercount. And, you know, they're 22% of kids in Arkansas are what are deemed hard to count, and that's kids in rural areas, children in immigrant families, or just children in low-income neighborhoods generally. And one of the reasons that that could really come back to haunt us nationally, but here particularly in Northwest Arkansas, is we've been growing so much. And we need to be able to prove that growth for everything from highway funding to services like, you know, grants for our water systems to be kept up to date and that kind of thing, our education systems. We need to know where where everyone is, particularly where the kids are, but we need to know where everyone is and have them counted accurately. And one of the things that we're concerned about are in the policy decisions, an example would be that there's a push to have a citizenship question on the 2020 census. And it's not necessary. All that's required is that everyone in the country be counted, not every citizen in the country be counted. And so we are concerned that if the citizenship question is on the census, that there will be families who are reluctant to answer the door, they're reluctant to answer the survey, and that will hurt us in Northwest Arkansas because we won't be able to show how much we've actually grown. So we're hoping our cities and counties and folks in state government will recognize the importance of that census being really accurate, and they'll start pushing today for the 2020 census to be done right.
So with this Kids Count report, Arkansas is ranked 41st overall in child well-being, and that's broken down into four different categories. Can you tell me a little bit about those categories?
Sure. The Kids Count measures child well-being in four different areas: health, family and community, economic well-being, and education. And we are improving in almost all the indicators. 11 of the 16 indicators Arkansas is improving in. But other states are also improving, and in some cases we're just not improving as fast as other states are. But we have made some the economy improving over the past couple of years has really made a big difference. We've seen the child poverty rate drop in Arkansas. We have 28,000 fewer children in poverty in Arkansas than we did in 2010. Here in Northwest Arkansas, we've seen those numbers go from as high as about 26,000 kids in Washington-Benton counties who lived in poverty to more like 17,000 kids today. So we've seen a huge drop in that, which is really good. And that has been a growing economy and families who are able to make more money and climb out of poverty.
Another number I noticed that has improved is the teen birth rate. It's gone from 52 to 35. Any indication of why that is?
It's actually per 1,000 births. So the teen birth rate has dropped from 52 in 2010 to 35, and that's per 1,000 births. So we're still at last place. Even though we're improving, Arkansas is in 50th in that. And it's a real indicator of what might be continuing high poverty rates in the state when really young people who haven't established their economic life yet are having babies, then those children are more likely to grow up in poverty than someone who may have children later on. And so it's something that obviously we know that we need to work on in our state, and we have made pretty good improvements, just not as fast as the rest of the country. But so one of the things that we really advocate for is, in all these areas, public policy drives the numbers, whether it's high school graduation rates or teen birth rates. And so if we are in 50th place, then what is the number one state doing? What are they doing right that we're not doing? And so something that we really look towards on teen birth and others is, you know, the policies that they have in place may be longer-term contraceptives that are more available to young people. The states that have really pushed that have seen their numbers drop a lot faster than ours. And Arkansas is looking more towards having those longer-term contraceptives available to young people. And so hopefully we'll see those numbers drop even more.
One of the things that's helpful to people trying to get out of poverty is an education. And the number I noticed that was worse, everything else, as we said, that's being measured by this report was the same or better. The number that I noticed that was worse was eighth graders that are not proficient in math. It's gone up to 75%. Any indication of why that is?
You know, those numbers actually aren't too far off of the national number, and that is not a reason to give up. It's a reason for us to look at ways that we can improve those numbers. And, you know, the national number is 67% of eighth graders not proficient in math, and ours is 75%. And again, that's no excuse. It's that our entire education system is, whether it's the tests or whether it's the way that we're teaching kids, we have to do something about that. And again, it's an important indication that public policy and the decisions that we make on a larger level are what really drives the well-being for these kids.
So another aspect of life that the report looks at is health, and children without health insurance has improved. It's now down to 4%, and that's something that I think your organization has worked on over the years.
Yeah, we've actually made huge strides in Arkansas in health and in education. But one of the best numbers is that 96% of children in Arkansas have health coverage, and that is probably one of the best examples that we can show of the way a public policy can actually improve the lives of children living in Arkansas. In 1997, when we established our Kids First Children's Health Insurance Program, 22% of kids in Arkansas were uninsured. And because of our Kids First and because of our state saying these kids' health is important and a priority, we have dropped that number to 4%. And so it's one of the best improvements that any state has made in any of the categories. And so we're very proud of that accomplishment.
So how is a report like this useful to an organization such as Arkansas Advocates?
you know, I think probably people oftentimes get tired of hearing about rankings, like what do we rank well or not well on? And the reason these rankings are so important is, number one, they're measuring child well-being, and we want to make sure that we're improving. And the comparison from state to state, the reason that that is important to me and to our organization is that we have to look to the states that are in the top 10, in the top five. What are they doing that makes their high school graduation rate higher than ours? What are they doing that makes their math scores or their reading scores higher than ours? How are they able to get more kids into pre-K programs? And so if their solutions are something that would work in Arkansas and that are pragmatic and that our policymakers in our state would be willing to adopt, then we need to fight for those and use this real data to prove that it works. And, you know, one of the things that the Annie Casey Foundation says is, you know, if you're not counting something, then it's not a priority to you. So if we are counting how many low birth weight babies we have, or how many children live in single parent families, or how many teen births we have per 1,000, then it's important to us, and it shows that we want, if we're counting it and we're tracking that data, then it shows that it's a priority.
Is there anything else that we should know from this report? It's a lot of useful data.
It's just really important, I think, to note that all of these indicators are connected. Children who live in poverty are less likely to be ready for kindergarten to learn. They're less likely to be reading on time in the fourth grade, less likely to have good access to quality health care. And so because they're all connected, we have to look at everything to make sure that we're measuring child well-being and to make sure that we are putting forth the proposals to make improvements in those. And just to remember that we can't only be looking at education, we can't only be looking at health, we need to look at all of the above and make sure that we're proposing the right solutions for our kids.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Laura Kellums, Northwest Arkansas Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. You can read the full 2018 Kids Count data book at www.aecf.org. And yes, Laura Kellums is my wife, and I should again emphasize I had no role in the assignment, research, preparation, interviewing, writing, or editing of that piece. This is Ozarks at Large.